How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
Mama's in Control, episode 119. Guys, welcome back to the show. You know who I am, Heather Chauvin. So thank you so much for being here. And as you know, or you don't know, if you're new to the show, then welcome. This is a safe community for like-minded women who are ready and willing to pull back the curtains and just be real and raw. And I try to do that on this podcast. I try to be open. I feel like there's way too much masking going on, if that's what you want to call it, where, you know, we're always looking to the Joneses, we're looking on the other side of the fence, and, you know, it feels like the grass is always greener on the other side, and we're always looking, I don't want to say we're always, but it's easy to look outside of ourselves for the happiness, contentment, ease, joy, fulfillment. And Mom is in Control is about not controlling other people or other situations. It's about, what specific actions do I need to take on a daily basis to fulfill my soul and to feel in alignment with what my soul craves? Because from my own personal experience and professional background, that when you ask yourself, what do I need? And you feel full, you can give to the world in a much bigger place, better place. And that doesn't mean the world at large. That just means your children. I always say, how do you want to be remembered as a parent? Because we all have those memories of our parents, whether it was a good or bad situation. And we have the ability to change generational patterns in our life and our parenting. And we're now at a pivotal moment in time where, you know, we're waking up and consciousness is happening for a lot of people. And it's becoming kind of socially acceptable to be woo-woo, right? To be spiritual, to meditate, to eat healthy, to do all these things. But parenting is a very special topic for me to talk about. That's what got me, that's what cracked me open into this world. And what I found was when my business started, I was working with families and helping them understand their children and using mindfulness and meditation and all of these things. And what happens was it kept evolving and growing. And here we are today helping women feel in alignment with what their soul craves, because each and every one of you are a leader in your life. And when I can inspire and help you to lead your life by design, not by default, you can then lead your children to become better people. So you see how the cycle happens. So that's why I'm here, and thank you for being here today. So the last few episodes, I've been talking about the Time Freedom Challenge. We are on day three. And of course, my paper is not up. My sheet is not up. You know, I'm just totally on board here. This is called real life. Okay. So day three is all about energy leaks. And I don't know if you've ever heard of an energy leak, but this was a game changer for me when I discovered this. And I think I discovered this when I was sick. When my body was sick, and it was such a blessing in disguise, because I had the opportunity to realign my energy and my focus. So I'm sitting here with a cup of tea, and just imagine you have, you know, a cup. It's a full cup. You can call it tea, water, coffee, whatever. Your cup is full, but that's all you got for the day, right? Hey, bub. My little one just walked in the room. So we'll see how this goes. So you have one cup. So let's imagine let's imagine you're going for a long hike and you have one water bottle and you have to use it sparingly. You have to take sips when needed. You have to kind of know when you need to take sips.
Mommy, what, Bub? Where is the fish?
The fish is over here.
What?
There he is.
Is that your fish?
Yeah.
That one's a fish.
That's a fish.
Yeah. Is that your fish?
Yeah.
What's in there?
Mamapreneur 101. Oh. So you're walking through the woods. You have one bottle of water, and you notice that there's a hole in it, and that's what I call energy leaks. And that hole can represent your children. That hole can represent your career. That hole can represent a void that you're having in a relationship. That hole can represent anxiety. That hole can represent debt. Energy leaks. That hole can represent one person. That hole can represent something that happened to you 10 years ago that you still haven't let go. But it's literally draining the life force out of you. So imagine you have this water ball, you're walking through the woods, you know you need to be extremely mindful of how you're using your water, right? When you're drinking it, because you're going on a long hike and this is all the hydration you have with you. There's no stores around, there's no taps around. But yet you're walking through, you're holding your water bottle, you go to take your first sip and half of the bottle is gone. And you haven't even drank in any. Because there's 3-5 holes in your water bottle and they've just been slowly leaking out. And you continue on your path. 2 hours later, you decide to drink another big gulp of water. You should probably drink more than 2 hours in between. You're drinking another big gulp of water and now you're down to a quarter of a bottle. And you have no idea what's going on. You're like, where is all of my water going? And so you start doing all the things that you're supposed to be doing, metaphorically speaking. You start working out, you start eating better. And yet you're like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And yet the water bottle is still leaking. These are energy leaks. And metaphorically speaking, we can't see them, right? We cannot see them. These are emotional ties that we have that are attracting and pulling us down. Sometimes when I do speaking, I raise a glass of water, and I've seen this on the internet, and you know I did not invent this this activity. But I'll do speaking gigs, and I'll have a cup of water, and I fill it up, and I say, and I hold it up to the audience, and I say, "Hey guys, how much does this cup of water weigh?" And they're like, I don't know. Sometimes I'll even let them hold it, and they're guessing, and everyone's like, do we win anything? And they're trying to guess. And the answer is the longer I hold it, the heavier the glass gets. And everyone goes, oh, and they get it. The longer I'm holding on to it, the heavier it gets. Energy leaks were something that I truly didn't understand until I had to surrender to the fact that I needed to take care of myself. I truly believed that I didn't have enough time. So day three of the energetic time freedom challenge, I wrote, the number one complaint that I get about this super easy challenge that takes less than 5 minutes a day is that people give me the BS excuse that they don't have enough time to do the challenge. This makes me giggle because if you have time to read this email or listen to this podcast, you have time to implement what I'm teaching you. And what I'm teaching you is to give you more of what you want, which is time. So no more excuses. So energy leaks. An energy leak is a person, a place, or a situation that is sucking the life out of you. And this may be a relationship. It may be your environment. It may be a career. And in brackets, I put FYI, being a stay-at-home mom is a career. It could be negative thinking, and it could be your health. So today's challenge, ladies, are you ready? And I'm also posting this in the show notes below. Today's challenge, I want you to get out a pen and a paper. I want you to, on that piece of paper, I want you to write down column A and column B. In column A, These are the things that are currently draining you. So you might put a person, a thought, a situation, a relationship, and in the show notes and also in the challenge, I give you examples as well. On column B, these are the things that are currently lifting you up. So people you enjoy being around, music, situations, environments, and I give examples as well in the show notes. Now I want you to look at your list and I want you to see which side A or B has more. What is currently draining you and what is currently lifting you up. And the goal is to slowly say yes to more of what you want in your life and no to what is no longer serving you. Does that make sense? So what happens is sometimes we just feel overwhelmed in our lives and we don't even know what these energy leaks are. This is a great exercise to have identification. So example, I could use something from my business of, you know, doing administrative work, which I shouldn't be doing at this point in my career, is really draining. Well, if I feel energetically drained, I can't move on to the next task, right? So do you see how this can free up a lot of time in your life? Or it could be a kid situation. Let's just say the kids are in five different activities and, you know, school hasn't started yet. But if school does, when school does start, it's like, okay, go to school, come home, go here, go there, go everywhere. Well, and I'm exhausted by the end of the day and we're not eating healthy because I don't have time to prepare it. How is that life enhancing? So I can look at that list and go, this is draining me. Maybe we need to say no. Maybe we need to say no to two or three of these activities. And if I have resistance there, that's okay. If you have resistance there, that's okay. What is the story you're telling yourself of why you can't let these things go? Like, oh, my children aren't going to be da-da-da-da-da, or they might fail at this. Like, guys, we're living out of fear 90% of the time. We need to consciously show up every single day. And if you don't, you're letting your life and time run you. Like, you need to feel in control of your time. So today is a great example of your energy leaks. I see and talk to women all the time and they're like, Heather, I have no energy. And I'm like, okay, I understand. You're going to go to your doctor. And I've had clients say this to me. Before I started working with you, Heather, I would go to my doctor all the time and they would do blood work and everything and say, everything's fine. I've had women say after working with you, I've lost weight, I've done this, I've done that, and I haven't even tried. The thing is, guys, you don't understand the impact of emotions. You don't understand the impact of your thinking on your health. And your energy level is a direct application, a direct symptom that something deeper is going on. So yes, your thyroid might be affected. Yes, you're going to use your like menopause as an example, as an excuse. Or yes, you're going to say you have a newborn baby. And I totally understand that. But it's socially acceptable to be exhausted and burnt out, but not for me. So when people say, oh, you must be so tired, I'm like, no, I'm not. Because I consciously create my life so that I have more time and more energy to take care of myself. And that when I'm at my desk working, I'm getting work done and I'm not just mindfully sitting there with like a, you know, a pot of coffee next to me. I was talking to a woman today about an event I have coming up and I'll let you guys know about that in a second. And she was talking about her energy level and she's like, oh, but I work 70 hours a week and I do this and this. And I was like, but that's your choice. You choose to work that many hours. Oh, not in this industry. And I'm like, well, then you need to outsource. If you enjoy working 70 hours a week, then do it. But there's a way that you can structure and up-level your life. You hire somebody to figure that out for you. Eventually, you're gonna die. You're gonna get sick. But that's your choice. That's your choice. If you enjoy being the martyr, then continue being the martyr. Like, all the power to you. But I have no sympathy for women who like put more on their plate and say, look at me, look how full my plate is. Because at the end of the day, you want to know what's on that plate when you take it all off? Am I worthy? Am I worthy? I remember I used to put so much on my plate because I didn't feel like I had a sense of purpose or worthiness. So I had to prove to myself, it wasn't even proving to others, that I could do it. And now, you know, it's standing in your power and saying, I am worthy. I am worthy. I can do this. I am worthy of this. I could sit around all day and do absolutely nothing. And that is good enough. So day three, energy leaks. If you want to get all 5 days in your inbox, then head on over to the show notes and click on the link for the Time Freedom Challenge. All you have to do is fill out your name and your email, and then we'll start sending you the emails immediately. And you can do these with your husband. You can do them with a friend. It's a great conversation starter. If you gain any value from these podcasts, please, please send it to one friend. I always say, you know, it takes a village, and you never know if you're gaining value from something, you don't even know how life-changing it can be for someone else. And so you might have heard me hint around about it, but I have a women's conference October 21st of this year, 2016. It's going to be held here in my hometown in Windsor, Ontario. It's called Thrive. It's a women's conference. It's actually a conference/workshop. I'm not, you know, lecturing and throwing things down your throat. It's going to be an interactive full day from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And we have lots of people coming from out of town. So it's a great way to meet like-minded women from around the globe. So you cannot get tickets yet, but I will let you know what's happening. Just keep an eye and ear open, most likely because in the next few podcast episodes, I'm going to be offering a special incentive for the first extreme early birds. Let's just put it that way. So thank you guys. Save the date. It's called Thrive. It's a women's conference. I'm going to be talking about my story, but I'm also going to be doing hands-on, not one-on-one. What, bub? I know. I'm going to be walking you step by step through a process of getting clear on what it is that you want and how to make it happen. We're going to be talking about fear and resistance and pushing through your energetic blocks and creating the life that you truly desire. So if that's something that you're totally like, woohoo, I'm game, I want to do it, just be mindful that in the next few episodes, I will be launching something, and being like, hey guys, I got a little special promo for my tribe. That was Felix that you could hear in the background. He is my almost 4-year-old, and apparently he's chasing dinosaurs. So this is what it's like, right? Behind the scenes, where women who have big hearts, who are here to change the world, and just know that if you have a desire, that is the universe, God's source, whatever your belief is, that's their way of saying, knock, knock, wake up. Take action. Thanks, guys. Talk soon. And as always, I love you, love you, love you. And feel free to reach out if needed. All my contact information is in the show notes. Talk soon.
Trying to hide, we held our breath to see our names return.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store. So you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.